The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
We'll start with this.
It sucks to be old.
It especially sucks to be this guy. After an Indian Shores police officer drove over an elderly man lying on the beach.
Definite snaps.
Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies are now investigating.
I definitely heard a pop.
I was laying here, and they had made me into a sand mermaid. And he ran right over me.
You think he was so pale?
Yes, he just
he
became
blended right.
Yes, that's exactly what I think. He was as white as the white sand.
And sand's wearing a hat.
Yeah, it just looked like a hat lying there.
A Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, man.
66-year-old William Cozares was taken to Bayfront Health with serious but thankfully non-life-threatening injuries.
Right.
About 6 p.m., 27-year-old officer Natasha Heineman was driving her marked police cruiser onto the beach from 193rd Avenue.
They let a woman drive!
She had started her beach patrol. She was driving along the sand when she felt a bump.
Oh boy, that was something.
That bump was the left tires of her car driving over the old guy's hips.
My hips!
Oh, his hips!
Oh my God!
Right over his Johnson.
Right there. Yeah. Right? She squished his old dong and shattered.
Your monster trucked my genitals.
Oh, that's one of the worst places for an old man, I would say, to get hit, right?
Did he break his hips?
They don't say. They say serious but non-life-threatening injuries is all they say.
Hips.
Listen, come on. I mean, if I threw a baseball at an old man's hips,
yeah,
they just shatter.
It's like glass.
So.
Yeah.
An SUV running over them.
Oh, it's crazy. He's got to not be laying there all predator style, mixing in with the environment.
I know,
he's just enjoying. He probably hasn't left the house in weeks. He was just lying on the beach. Just
I like this idea.
Soak it up.
I like this idea. Every once in a while, run someone over on a beach
with a Jeep.
Yeah. And then you know maybe some people stay away.
He's got to be clearly marked. You're a person there.
You got a bright beach towel or
right.
something.
You need something. You can't just go as an old man, a shirtless old man, and wearing tan swim trunks or something.
Yeah.
You'll blend right in.
But it's not his fault, really.
No, it's no. not.
It's the, it's the not. Person that ran him over.
Sure. I don't want to put blame on the old man.
Was it dark out or anything?
No, it was 6 p.m.
Jesus.
So the officer, she gave aid to this old guy who was apparently hollering until...
Bet.
Paramedics came. They say speed or impairment weren't a factor, but they are looking into the incident.
Wonder if she was on her phone.
That's what I was thinking.
Something. Oh, God, that stinks.
Can't just drive on a beach, though, and not think that you're going to...
Not pay attention and not run someone over.
But was the beach closed?
It happening.
Was the beach closed?
No, the beach was open.
Okay. Because I was trying to think if, like, no one was supposed to be on the beach, and she's just like, oh, I'm just driving, making sure no one's on here. And then turns out there's a sandy man that is...
Sandy man.
Yeah.
You know, mixed in with the beach.
Beautiful flesh-toned trunks.
I think that guy, I honestly think he was a
Maybe
pale
he was,
old man,
he was
and he
nude?
Just blended in. Did he
was a nude.
If
was
if
nude?
It was a nude beach.
Well, they don't mention
And then he
that.
Really blended.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't be nude on
Oh, I hope it wasn't a nude, an old man nude
There's
on
There's a real
the beach.
Chance of it. There's a oh, real no. chance of it being
Gas
a nude.
In the air.
Yep. I'll say this. I would rather be ass in the air when I'm run over than junk up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I'd rather be. That might have been the only thing that saved his junk. Maybe he was ass up.
I'm sunning my buns.
Yeah. At six. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little chance to get sunburn at six.
True.
I don't know if anyone listening knows there, but it's Indian Shores. It was 193rd Avenue. Is that a nudist area? I don't think so.
No,
you'd
be breaking
so.
Law. I guess they would probably... I think they would include that in the story. I just threw that in there, jazz it up a bit.
Wasn't it?
What?
Yeah, when I brought that up,
it
brings up topless beaches and Indian rocks.
That explains a lot. Gotta have those.
But it was Indian Shores?
Indian Shores Beach, 193rd Avenue, which is right where this cop was. And the first thing that comes up is topless beaches, Indian Shores Beach Forum.
If he had his cheeks out, they'd look like stork eggs or something just sticking out of his hand.
Right.
You know, you'd just notice.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even see it.
You got to have those bright swim trunks, you know?
Yeah, orange
or
green.
Could save your life.
But get him some cones.
I never thought the color of my swim trunks could save my life, but I guess as I get older, I should think about that stuff.
The brighter, the better.
Yeah, they say he was sunbathing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew he was sunbathing, but yeah, I bet he was nude.
His hips.
Or he had just a man thong. Possible man thong enthusiast.
Old timers like that.
Yeah.
Sunbathing and man thong is dangerous business, guys.
You're right.
That's why I like to live on the edge.
Going to the beach a lot, the older you get, the less you seem to worry about what people think of you.
Yeah, you don't like tan lines. You want it to be as small as possible.
A lot of old guys in Speedos.
Yep.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, so who knows? It doesn't appear to be. If it's a topless beach, I don't know. Maybe he was. If he was nude, there's no way you'd see an old man.
Nope.
He'd be the color of sand.
Yeah.
Unless his pubes were a different color. That's the only thing you'd spot.
If he's ass up,
yeah.
Good luck.
Pubes. Yeah.
No pubes.
Yeah, she ran his ass right
old
over.
Old people don't have pubes, Lisa. Oh, my God.
Old people don't have pubes?
I don't think they have pubes.
They have pubes. They just go gray.
Well, they're gray.
I would
gray pubes.
The Bryster has a full bush.
Does he?
I know. Guaranteed.
Lose their pubes.
Do that? They lose their pubes.
I thought
they
do.
Yeah.
Like I don't think we've seen a lot of old porn and there's a lot of pubes in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I regret my statement.
Yeah, do you wanna find a 95-year-old lady in porn?
Old ladies with pubic hair is the search I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
You brought this on yourself.
Behind your butts, man. It's gonna be a lot of hair.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
Whoa. You gotta put porn in. You got to put porn in the title or you're not going to really get it.
Just everything falls out of you.
No.
There you go, Andy.
Very cool.
Oh, my God.
Find older.
Older. Like, what should I?
Jesus. Oh, boy.
What is that even?
Seniors?
Yeah, seniors.
Seniors.
Seniors. Well, not just old ladies with pubic hair.
Seniors.
What about guys with pubic hair?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Well, that guy's shaving his for you.
God, too much.
That's tough because we're just in Google images.
If I end up dying and somebody goes through and sees my Google search history.
Yes.
That's embarrassing.
I don't want you to die, but
you got to erase
senior
that,
citizens
dude.
With pubic hair.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He was into some stuff. Well, we all know you're into some stuff, James. No big deal.
Not
this kind of
stuff. The
stuff
that they already assume I'm into is bad enough. Now we got to add senior pubes to the list.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. Here, mature.
Okay.
That's what I should have
looked
for.
Make sure it's down. Yep. Make sure the volume's down.
This one's called pubic hairs and anal hairs.
Oh,
yeah. Anal hairs. Yeah, I figured they had
there
them on
you
the
go. There's a purple hair.
Oh, yeah, but she shaved it all.
No, I think you were misled, Andy. Maybe for some people.
It was just one of those things I thought, I heard or something.
Yeah. Maybe some folks.
I'm not getting a gander at a lot of elderly bushes, you know?
Yeah. No bushes, really.
Nothing. No bushes
pandemic.
For me anymore.
Unprecedented.
It'd be great, though, if at a certain age your pubes just fall out. You don't have to worry about having to trim them up.
I just wish, if all of a sudden.
That'd be a real treat.
That'd be something to look forward to, I think.
I would. I would love to have all my back hair fall out.
For sure. I think it would be a bonus of getting older.
Yeah.
There was one guy who was on the line from Clearwater saying that is actually not a nude beach. So,
okay,
set that straight. He wasn't nude buns up.
Yeah, I don't
could have been just wearing.
Yeah, I don't think he was nude, but I bet he was in barely anything. He was in barely anything.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Oh, and then that poor lady,
dude, his hips.
Hopefully,
man.
She wasn't. It was just he blended in and she wasn't distracted. But they'll probably have dash cam footage to know for sure, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't take long for them to figure that out.
That's a big
But again, he is in serious condition, but his injuries are not life-threatening. Just probably some shattered hips and maybe a run-over dong.
Yeah. And anything could have distracted her, though. I mean, like, you, there might have been something going on like the...
In the water or anything.
Something, you know, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah, but you can't take your eyes off the beach.
No.
You can.
I'm actually kind of shocked every time I see, like, a car on the beach with people on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I'm on the beach, I see that quite often. I would think right now they're probably enforcing stuff, so they're probably on the beach a lot.
Yeah.
Usually on ATVs, right?
ATVs, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I have seen police cruisers a couple of times. All depends where you are and what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, someone, we have an insider tip.
Okay.
Actually, amazingly, no broken bones, no internal bleeding, but flesh ripped from muscle.
Ow.
So a long road to recovery.
So it just, it grabbed his skin and ripped.
Ripped it off, yeah. Ripped his ass off.
You ripped my ass!
Ripped his ass off, guys.
He ripped my ass off.
It did. I mean, because if it's the front and flesh was ripped off.
He ripped my ass off.
Yeah. If it's the front and it was all ripped
you
off.
Ripped my dong off. What?
I hope that that's not what they mean.
Obliterated my jets. Yes.
I hope not.
66, you still probably need it.
Oh, my God, 66, down there, of course you do.
That old.
Down there, a 66-year-old guy slaying it in the villages. Slaying it.
And if his tan would have just came in first, you know.
I know.
They would have been able to see him.
Yeah. He turned white as a ghost in those times that the beaches were closed.
Yeah. He's like one of those fish that, like, get to the bottom and they mix in. Like an octopus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so... Well, yeah. We wish him well.
Yes.
Yeah,
whatever was ripped... If his ass was ripped from him or his dong, whatever it is.
whatever he's missing us. Now.
Whatever he's missing. Whatever is no longer with him. We hope we're able to rebuild that old man somehow, some way.
I just think about, like, the tires on my Jeep.
Oh, my gosh. Just grabbing onto
your flesh.
See his tires?
They're massive.
Grabbing onto your flesh. Tearing it away.
It would be one rotation on an old man, right?
And then I've got to get out of my car because I felt the bumps.
Right.
And I run over and I've tore your ass right off.
Right. You got chunks of his ass.
What am I supposed to do?
You got chunks of his ass.
What am I supposed to do?
In your tread?
I don't know how to handle that.
Don't take your Jeep on the beach.
No.
There's a little tip for you right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you guys. How did you royally screw up and how did your lady react? Because there's a story about an NFL player who was just busted by his lady in an orgy.
Pretty bad.
It's hard to explain.
Real bad. Real bad. We'll tell you how she lost her mind in just a second. Also, a story coming out of Detroit today about a woman who caught her guy cheating. And her weapons include a frying pan, a butcher knife, and more.
Jeez.
So what did you do wrong, guys? And how did your lady freak out when she found out? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. So first up, Earl Thomas, Pro Bowl free safety for the Baltimore Ravens, has a big problem on his hands. His wife, Nina, stands accused of holding a loaded gun less than a foot away from his head. The chain of events that led up to this, though, pretty wild. Earl left their home after the couple got into an argument. His brother picked him up, and out they went. Shortly after that, Nina found a video of her husband with another woman when she logged into his Snapchat account. Oopsie.
Oh.
From there, she used Snapchat to track down his location, which was an Airbnb near their house.
Oh, geez.
She's a little investigator.
Yeah.
So Nina got a 9mm Beretta and went out to apparently scare him.
Mm. Yeah.
Scared him good.
Once they got to the Airbnb, she found Earl and his brother Seth nude in bed with several other women. She says it was a full-out orgy.
Seth, man. Seth is, you know, that paid off for Seth.
Well, sure it did.
Was that his brother?
Yeah.
That's his brother.
So you want an orgy with his brother?
Well, you know, the girls are probably all just, they're probably two little areas, and the girls are servicing the bros.
Yeah, then go to your own room. Right? It's an Airbnb. You got the whole place to yourself.
And they might. Who knows? I don't know if they were both in the same room.
They were.
Oh,
they were all in the same bed.
Yeah.
So, Earl and Seth naked in bed with all these women. That's when his wife busted in. She whipped out the pistol and put it to Earl's head. She says she thought it was empty. However, it turned out there was one round in the chamber ready to roll.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yep.
From there, the two reportedly wrestled a bit. Earl was able to get the gun away. Nina, though, was able to punch him several times in the nose. The whores in the house say the gun was pointed at them, too. She screamed, "I got something for all you hoes."
Whores in the house, and there's in the... Whores in the house, whores in the house.
When the dust settled, cops took Nina and her two friends in on charges of burglary of a residence with intent to commit aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. No one on Earl's side of the orgy was charged. The only comment he has made is a statement on social media asking people to pray for his family.
Yeah.
He said, quote, "Stuff like this happens. We try to live the best lives we can. Sometimes it doesn't go as planned."
Stuff like this happens. No, it doesn't.
Another guy busted an orgy with his brother.
It's not normal.
It can happen, guys. It can happen, guys.
It can't. It shouldn't.
It can happen.
You should never be in an orgy with your brother.
I feel like Airbnb should just call themselves Orgy B&B.
They really should.
All that I think goes on. Airbnb is just...
Yeah, you rent your house out, there's an orgy.
There's an orgy. You guys have fun with your orgy as you get in the keys.
At one point, that place was used for an orgy. No doubt. Right? Yeah. You could probably say that about every Airbnb. At one point, an orgy happened.
Yeah. Yep.
Never luckily, gunfire didn't, but it could have been real bad. Oof. If she had pulled that trigger just to scare him...
Yeah, that'd be it.
She would have blew his head right off.
Yep. Lights out.
You lose your shabone real quick.
Oh, you do.
when that cold steel is pulled out. Yeah.
Cold steel. All right, so the question for you guys listening, and ladies, you can chime in too. What did a guy do wrong that you found out about, and how did you react? Did you take your gun and threaten to shoot him? What did you do? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. It's 1-855-954-6969. Or you can text us, too, at 46969. Someone said, "My dad was cheating on my mom. She found out. When he came home, she beat him with a fireplace poker."
That's how you kill someone by mistake.
That'll do some damage. They got a hook on them a lot of times.
A lot of movies where that fireplace poker has been the death of someone.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is like a sinister threat. An ex sent me some nudes through Facebook. My girlfriend found them. While I was sleeping, she left a single bullet on my cigarette pack. I found it when I woke up.
Chilling. Wow.
That is chilling. Imagine waking up to a bullet.
That's excessive.
Wow.
Imagine not knowing why. Yeah, you probably could be.
Because it's like a threat, right?
It's a threat. Yeah.
It's a threat.
Yeah. Imagine, though, like you don't realize that she found. Because I'll be honest, if I had like nudes, I'm living with a girl and I've got nudes from someone else and then I know she found them, I'm not going to sleep tonight in the same bed.
He didn't know.
Where it gets chopped off.
It's where you hope you got yourself a panic room or something. Mm.
Yeah, that's
Most guys don't. This guy said, "I messed up by lying to my now ex-wife while I was with another woman. I came home, she knew what was up, and boom, she held a knife to my throat and told me she could end it and no one would miss me." Jesus.
You're right.
It's very hurtful.
women go Rambo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, banging and someone else.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like it.
Oh, it's rule one, right?
Yeah.
Someone said the exact scenario happened to my cousin. She was out of town for work, came home. She found her husband and stepson in bed with a gaggle of hookers. Oh, jeez. That's his son.
Whole gaggle.
Not really.
Well, it says her husband and stepson. So it's his son.
Yeah.
That is, guys, get it together. Don't have orgies with family members. Can we put that out there? No orgies with family members.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah, I'd never want to have an orgy with my father in the room.
Oh, my God. Jesus, hell.
It'd be nice to see the old man go at it. I'd like to see what he offers.
He'd win, I bet.
Go do it. Go get him.
As we talk about what you did wrong and how your lady freaked out, another story making headlines today. A woman arrested in Chelsea, Michigan, after attacking her boyfriend with a frying pan and stabbing his car tires with a butcher knife.
Well.
Officers were called about 1:30 in the morning. Someone called 911 stating they could hear a man and a woman outside yelling at each other. Officers arrived at the home. They found a man with a head wound in the backyard who said he was attacked by his live-in girlfriend with a cast iron pan. Cast iron.
Ooh,
oh, that ain't no T-Fal.
No.
Nope.
Holy hell. The man said his girlfriend, armed with the pan and butcher knife, hit him over the head multiple times and used the knife to stab one of his car tires when she accused him of cheating. Officers entered the home. They found the 42-year-old woman who was extremely agitated and yelling at them. The situation was de-escalated. The woman was arrested without further incident. She now faces numerous charges.
It's a crazy day. It's a crazy end to an orgy. I think it just ends with snacks mostly, but...
Cast iron frying pan will mess you up.
Yeah, you're lucky you're not dead.
Yeah.
And then, you know, or out cold, and then the butcher knife comes into play.
She came in like a Roman centurion, you know? With a shield and a blade.
This guy said, girlfriend found out I was seeing someone else. Mm-hmm. She grabbed me by the balls and screamed, "These are mine."
Mm.
He said, "I almost pooped myself."
Well, sure, but then why do you want him so bad?
Yeah.
Right.
You don't want those.
You know, those are... Those are up for grabs.
This guy said, when my lady found out that I was with another woman, she super glued my dong to my leg.
Come on.
Ha! Can't do that to me.
Super glue.
I just would wake up during something like that, right?
You'd hope so.
Oh, my God. Neighbor found out her husband was cheating. She kicked the ladder out from under him while he was cleaning the gutters.
Oops. He fell to his death.
You're different now, huh? You can't feel anything below your neck.
Ladder gave way.
Ladder gave way.
Soccer kicked it.
Come on. These people are ready to kill someone?
Yeah.
Well, when they find out, I think, about the cheating thing, some people just don't handle it
very
well, obviously. They're already mentally a little twisted.
Yeah.
I'm a girl, and I really don't understand why we go for the tires. Can someone explain why that's a thing?
It is. It's a go-to.
It is a go-to for a lot of women.
Because a lot of guys seemingly love their car more than their woman. And it's just a way to get back at them. What can I do that'll hurt you but not really hurt the thing that you love? You pop the tires. You know, because a guy might not take you back if you scratch up his whole ride. But if you pop his tires, he might.
Your tires are safe.
Well, they could be popped.
They could be popped. You just have to try a little harder.
Seems so big.
I had one of them blow out in just a parking lot. It was just a little tiny piece of metal. It's all depends how it hits it.
Okay. Oh, that's crazy. Those are sweet tires.
Don't worry, I won't slash your tires or anything.
I got my eye on you.
Me mad.
I got my eye.
Mad during the show or something.
We'll see. I don't
make
believe
her mad, Chuck.
I'll say this. If they get slashed here.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Look to, you yeah. know.
Unless I did something to upset James.
Oh, yeah, it could be James.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take that on your tires.
Thank you.
Take it on your ass.
Okay. Oh, wow. I knew it was going somewhere. I didn't know where. I didn't realize it would be
You're more of a bedroom punisher.
I'll punish you.
Oh, my God.
Tushy.
Someone said, my first girlfriend hit me with her full-size truck after kicking me out of the house for an affair. Like, hit him with a truck.
Yeah, yeah. You're taking your life in your own hands. You want to try and do some of that stuff. You know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that'll do it, and they want to get caught. Like, they want to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get caught, and then you get hit by a truck.
Voice-changing technology here as we head to an anonymous caller. The question is, what did you do wrong, and how did your lady freak out? Hey, Anonymous, how are you?
Hey, Balls.
Balls.
So, I'm a Detroit police officer, and it wasn't to me, but we got a call one time for two people fighting in the street, and when we get there, there's a lady climbing on a guy's back, punching him in the back of the head. He was stabbed in the leg. We ended up separating him to find out what happened. So she went through his phone, found out he was cheating, decided to get back at him. She tore up his Social Security card, threw it down a sewer. The guy was a cab driver. She threw the car keys to that checker cab down a sewer as well. Stabbed him in the leg. He was able to fight her off after that happened. And when we get there, it was just all still going on. And then afterwards, we end up locking her up. It's going crazy. We noticed the gas tank's open. She poured an entire bottle of Dawn dish soap into a cab tank.
Jesus, she lost her mind.
Oh, yeah.
Is she charged she with, could. Like, what is she charged with then? Is that, that's not attempted murder, right?
Assault.
Just assault?
It'd be just assault, felonious assault, assault with a deadly weapon because she stabbed him.
Yep.
Damaged property because she basically destroyed the car.
Yep.
By filling the gas tank up with the dish soap.
Mm.
Man.
And then ripped up his Social Security card.
The worst part is the Social Security card.
Yeah, and then, he'll have to go to the Secretary of State.
He shouldn't have that anyway.
The worst part about these is that after it happens, people don't press charges on each other. They stay together.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. For sure. That happens so often.
So many times people get stabbed, and we get there like, yeah, she stabbed me a couple times. And I'm like, why are you still with her? Because I love her.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Sailor's oldest time. Thanks for calling in, dude. You have a good day.
It is.
Yep.
It's so true. Like, we've heard that so many times. We've read people's emails of all the stuff they've done wrong, and they're like, yeah, we're still together.
Yeah.
You don't get it.
Times are tough.
I have to go to the Social Security Administration now. Because of you.
You bitch. Remember that number.
Yeah, you pull the knife out, you're like, now my Social Security card.
Yeah, you don't even care.
God damn
that.
It.
See, I thought that was the least of the offenses.
I know, Andy thought that was the worst. He can't imagine having to wait to get a new Social Security number.
I had to get one, and let me tell you.
Oh.
The Social Security Administration is not the nicest of places.
They don't believe you're you, do they?
I don't think that they wash a lot of their seats, and there's a lot of people there with some problems that probably they need a diaper or something.
Yeah.
I saw a puddle.
Yeah, puddle.
Oh, God, no. On a regular line here, we've got Todd with us. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Puddle. Good. Morning, so, penis,
what did you do wrong, and how did your lady flip out?
Well, we got in an argument, my wife and I, and she called me fat boy or something. And
did you say fat boy?
She was sitting in the recliner. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Fat boy, I'm about 6 foot, 250.
Yes.
And so, you know, I hurt. But she was in the recliner eating a plate of food, and I flipped the recliner over while she had her food, and she wore it, every bit of it. And I tried to get away, and she gets up and, you know, grabs a hold of me. We go down to the ground, and I'm still trying to leave, and she fish hooks my mouth and ripped my face open.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tore it open, huh?
Like Joker
style. You have a Joker mouth now?
Yeah.
Yep. No, it healed up pretty good, but the guys at work made fun of me for a while.
That's not nice.
That's like a UFC.
It's like Fat Man and the Joker. What happened? Holy hell. And you're still together, right?
You're still together?
Yes, we're still together.
Yeah.
Happily.
Yeah. Does she still call you Fat Man?
Yeah. No. She doesn't call me Fat Boy anymore.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't man. It was Fat Boy. Yeah, it's even worse.
That's right. Yeah, it's a little boy.
Even worse. Little boy. Fat Man. It's Fat Boy. Mm-hmm. Hey, Fat Boy.
Jesus.
It's
rough. Yeah, came at me.
Why'd you say that?
Yeah.
Why'd you say such things?
Someone said, my ex thought I was cheating on her. She threw a lit candle at me. She grabbed a hold of the kitchen sink, tore the entire counter off the wall.
Oh, my God.
Then fell down to the ground, hitting me, trying to hit my junk, but just got the inside of my thigh.
How do you tear the whole counter off the
wall? Lisa, he says, mind you, she was only about 95 pounds.
No. It's always
the
smallest.
And she destroyed an entire kitchen counter and sink.
Yeah. Yeah, the smallest ones are sometimes. They're just held on by screws, Lise. There's just like, you know, a certain number of screws.
I guarantee you my countertop would not come off. Or my,
right,
any of that.
You couldn't just pull it off.
You see how much damage like a turkey that gets in the house can do.
Exactly.
You know, like a deer, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Like a 95-pound woman is like the size of three turkeys.
Yeah.
Are they done? Did they end the relationship after that, I hope?
She's amazing in bed.
Mm-hmm. They got married.
Yeah. You know?
Gosh.
There's this other side. Back a few years ago, a police officer in Hamilton, Massachusetts, found out his wife was cheating with a Beverly cop. He went to Starbucks. He shot that cop in the dick twice.
Oh, man, right in there.
Was one of the main arteries in his leg. The guy almost died. A few hours later, same cop pulled up in front of all of his other police officers. Ooh, and then he
killed himself.
I just didn't see the third part of that text.
I guessed it as soon as you...
sad ending.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Jeez.
It's all fun. It's a fun little dick shooting until someone loses their
life. Right. Yeah. Way to ruin a dick shooting with a suicide.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
Thanks a lot, my friend. Mark's with us. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Penis
to you. So what'd you do wrong, and how did your lady flip out?
So it was opening day of hunting season, and I was getting up to go hunting, and she didn't want me to go, and she started yelling at me. And I told her to stop acting crazy. When I called her crazy, she really went crazy, and she attacked me. And when she attacked me, I grabbed the pillow off the bed, and I hit her with the pillow. And I'm getting my hunting stuff in my truck, and all of a sudden the cop pulls up. And I was wondering what they were doing there, and apparently she called the cops because I hit her with a pillow, and it was a holiday weekend, so I ended up going to jail.
You spent the whole weekend in jail?
Oh, yeah.
Holding her in jail for hitting her with a pillow.
Oh. Yep.
What did she attack you with?
Nothing.
Her fist.
Oh, fist, yeah.
And she doesn't have to serve any. Well, the guy always gets the
guy always gets the short end of the stick usually there.
Unfortunately. Generally, it's warranted, right? I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A pillow is not.
Yeah. But in this situation.
I don't know, man. I could almost take your head clean
you
off.
I could
almost take your head clean off with one of my pillows.
Huh.
I've got the like the Tempur-Pedic pillow.
Oh, that one's
if I wound
harder.
Up and swung it at you, that's lights out.
Like those down pillows even.
Oh, yeah. Lights out.
All the feathers ball up at one end.
Yeah, you don't want a pillow fight me.
Hmm.
You knock somebody's block off.
Yep.
This guy said, my cousin got caught cheating, and his ex hit him in the nuts with a baseball bat.
Ouch.
The aftermath was not good.
Oh, just crushed.
Just destroyed his nuts.
Yeah,
right?
Well, a baseball bat. Imagine a full swing baseball bat swing.
No. That's making me have like...
No.
Bill's in Boston. Hi, Bill. How are you?
How's she going, eh?
Talking about what you did wrong and how your lady flipped out.
Well, it wasn't what I did wrong. It was my neighbor. He was watching the kids one day, and his wife was a nurse. She was at work, and she came home to find him that he took too many opioids and was drunk. So she was pissed because he didn't feed the kids.
Yeah.
So they're arguing, and they get in the car, decide to go to McDonald's and go get the kids some food, and they're fighting back and forth, and she's pissed because he took all the opioids and she wanted some or whatever.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he can't take the argument any longer, So he throws himself out of the car while they're driving. And he got the kids in the back seat, so now the car drives over him. And the kids in the back seat go, "You killed Daddy! You killed Daddy!" Oh. The drunk gets up, gets back in the car like nothing happened.
Yeah, the Opaloids.
He didn't feel you.
Opaloids!
Yeah.
Saved his life.
The pain relief of Opaloids.
Uh-huh. Those poor kids. Oh, you killed Daddy!
They've got no chance.
Yeah, come on. Things were not great before that.
No. Didn't turn out well for them, I'm sure.
No hope.
Holy hell. Yeah,
they'll be on Opaloids before you know it.
For sure.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yikes. This one, dating a girl years ago, big argument. I was sitting on the couch, but 5 minutes later, she comes out, pushes a 55-gallon fish tank off the shelf.
Ooh.
Water, fish, glass, everywhere.
Yep. That's no good.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of water.
So much water in those.
Yeah.
Glass?
Mm.
And all your prized fish, like Chuck, you'd be devastated.
I could easily just throw them in one of my other 18 tanks.
Okay, you're not your average fish.
Yeah.
No. How many?
18.
18.
They're all in use,
you
or
have,
you got
18?
No,
how many do you really have?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What?
11, 12, 13. 13.
13.
You have 13 fish tanks.
Yes. 13 fish tanks.
Okay. So, yeah, if one got thrown, it would be.
And, oh, and another one that is with a lizard.
Oh, all of them have fish except for one.
One has a lizard. Yeah, so it's 14.
Okay.
Sure.
Just wanted to see. So one being thrown is okay.
Yeah. I mean, easily save all those fish, Lee. No problem.
They're totally fine. Yep. Pete's in Cape Coral. Hi, Pete.
How you doing?
Penis. Good. Penis to you, sir, talking about what you did wrong and how your lady flipped out.
Well, it's not what I did wrong. It's I'm a retired 911 supervisor for a Metro Detroit police department, and we got a domestic call about a family fight. Man was caught cheating. Apparently, he was a hunter, and they got into an argument. Well, she wanted to end it, so she went to the freezer, pulled out a frozen squirrel, and hit him in the head with it. And they ended up arresting her for felonious assault with a frozen squirrel.
Nice.
Oh. A frozen squirrel would hurt.
It would hurt. It's like a brick.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. It would hurt.
Do people freeze squirrels?
We had to send the medics to take a look at his head, too.
He what, sorry?
We had to send the medics to take a look at his head, too, for his injuries.
Oh, yeah.
Squirrel really did a number to his brain. Yeah. Look at it.
But yes, people
think they're normal family. You know, they're a little, probably a little different than your average family.
You don't have a lot of squirrels frozen.
No,
none of
just
you guys.
Whole squirrels frozen in your freezer. No. Just waiting for that day you can grill them up.
Yeah,
is that it? Is that what you're waiting for?
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
I guess so
they hadn't processed it yet, or something.
What do you you think you make a soup?
Ooh,
or like a stew.
Probably more like a stew.
A stew, yeah.
Ooh,
squirrel stew.
I'm sure some people listening love it, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we know. I think we've probably talked to people before who love squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah, remember there was a guy who was, like, selling squirrel meat and, like, raccoon meat?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One more call here. Jonathan's in Fort Myers. Hey, Jonathan, good morning.
What's going on? Penis.
Penis to you, sir. What'd you do wrong, and how'd your lady flip out?
Well, I had a girlfriend at the time, and she went through my phone without me knowing it. I wasn't in contact with my ex-girlfriend, and my ex was, she wanted me back at the time, and she was sending me pictures, and we went, with the girlfriend that I had, we went fishing on a boat, and somehow she managed to tie the anchor line around my shoe, and it was a pretty heavy anchor, and she ended up getting me near the edge and tossed the anchor out, trying to drown me.
She was trying to do you, like, cartoon style?
Yeah.
Yeah. She hit me with the Acme anchor and tried to drown me style.
Oh, my God. Roadrunner, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but luckily I had my diver's knife, so I just started cutting off my shoelaces.
Yeah, oh, my God. Thank God you had that knife on you, though. So, dude, truthfully, how long did you last after that?
Not much longer. That was That was a little too much for me. I can handle a little crazy, but that was a little too much crazy for me.
Yeah, that is when, too much crazy.
Come on. When someone ties an anchor to my ship.
It's diabolical.
That's insane.
That's attempted murder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That is diabolical. Attempted murder.
Unless it's on David Blaine.
Yes. He's fine. You know he's going to live.
He'll get out of there.
Yeah. Outside of that, it's attempted murder. Yeah. Craziness.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I've got to imagine the staff at this Applebee's was like, we're risking our lives to reopen for this. A 23-year-old guy named Derringer Barton and a 21-year-old guy named Blakely Marsh were at an Applebee's in Kingsport, Tennessee the other night. They got pissed when the bar manager at Applebee's announced last call at 10:45.
What? We don't like that. Come on, man.
It makes me want to be violent.
And they were. And they started flipping over all the Applebee's tables.
That's it.
They wanted that perfect margarita.
This is what happens when last call happens. Take a good look. See that?
You put these chairs away.
Look at that. That's a Parmesan thing. It's a whole thing holding Parmesan cheese. I'm going to unscrew the top. Don't do it, man.
I'm doing it, man.
Oh, my.
Last call.
Oh,
he
did
it.
Yeah.
He did it.
Clean that up.
He did. It's in the carpet.
While you're at it.
Good luck.
I'm at a Tennessee Applebee's. I don't care.
$1 margaritas. Keep them coming.
I'm drunk as a skunk on meth.
So, bombed. This is what's happening, right? Because no bars are open. So if you want to get your drink on, and your places are, at least some restaurants have opened back up in these places, that's where you got to go, right?
Yeah.
So your bar night, your get wasted night is now at Applebee's.
I'm going to keep myself a social distance from you.
You give me $1. I'm not going to last this right now. I don't care what the governor said.
I've been here since 10 a.m.
So Applebee's is allowed to be open, but bars are not?
Yeah. Yeah, and most states that have reopened, they're allowing restaurants reopen with limited capacity, but bars are not on that list yet. Bars will be the last to reopen. Bars, gyms, theaters, places like that, they're always in the last phase of the reopening plan.
And
the
Applebee's staff is not prepared for the drunk bar crowd.
No, they're not.
Nope.
You know what? They might be.
You think so? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Usually
they have their own.
It's like
family.
Older ladies.
You know what?
It's more of a drunk mom crowd.
Drunk mom crowd. Yeah. There you go.
Getting wasted on those dollar margaritas or whatever when they have those specials.
Dollaritas. I always thought there was always a couple of guys alone in those places at the bar.
Really?
There
is.
I always thought there was a couple.
These are younger guys.
Yeah.
Right? Like guys in their early 20s.
Like my aunt and uncle used to, like, they drink a few of those perfect margaritas, and then they had to sleep it off in the car, you know?
Sleep it off in the car.
Because it was too much. Because, you know, they're not ready. Just not ready for that.
So these guys' mugshots up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There's some good old boys.
Yeah. They get in trouble a lot.
I feel like they got to brief the waitresses and waiters and be like, you are working at a Tennessee Applebee's. You will each be given a cattle prod and a sidearm. You will have body armor to protect you from these animalistic drunks.
Well, like, look at those two guys.
Godspeed.
Right. Come on.
You know that they tie it on.
The brawl at an Applebee's is the least of their problems.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So they started flipping over tables and destroying stuff. The cops came and arrested them in the parking lot. Derringer, the guy on the left here, he was in his truck, so he was arrested for driving under the influence. Blakely, the other guy, was not in the car, so he was arrested just for public intoxication.
Normal hair, I'm going to say.
You think that's not pandemic hair?
Yeah.
That's normal hair.
You think he had a shirt on in the Applebee's? I don't.
He took it off in the Applebee's.
He went in with one.
Yeah. And then it got torn off.
He turned it off so that they knew it was business.
Yeah, because that's always a sign that it's
guys will take it off.
Yeah.
Like, look at this.
Where's my sweet titty tester cut-off t-shirt? Where is it?
And the other guy's not in the best shape, so he didn't take his shirt off.
No, he's very uncomfortable with his body.
Crazy night at the Tennessee Applebee's. Well, while we're in Tennessee, as you've seen now, a lot of stories about animals going to places where they don't normally go because there's not a lot of humans around. A bear broke into a Tennessee cabin, just helped itself to some stuff because there's a lot of empty cabin rentals there right now. Let's get that story from ABC 6. Take a listen in. If we can.
Supposed to be a quiet weekend in the mountains turned into anything but.
Hello.
He's right at the
bottom
of the steps. Go to your room. I'm not kidding. He's right there.
Michelle Eberhardt came to Gatlinburg to enjoy a nice weekend with her husband and some friends. But while she and a friend were in their cabin alone, they received an unexpected visitor.
Let me out.
She just started pointing, and I was like, what? And so I turned and looked, and there's a bear just, like, putting his full force on the door. And then the door opened.
Did you get a good picture of him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the door shut.
He just saw me, Michelle. He just saw me. He looked right at me.
I called the owner, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know. What do you do? There's a bear in here. And he said, what do you mean there's a bear in here? I was like, there's a bear in the cabin. I don't know what to do.
And if one bear inside the house wasn't scary enough, there were three more waiting on the porch.
It was just almost surreal. It was just like a fight or flight. Like, I just have to remove us from this situation, you know, and make sure that at least we're in a safe place.
The TWRA saying this behavior is abnormal. Bears usually try to keep their distance from humans.
That's not typical bear behavior at all. It's really not typical bear behavior for them to come on to someone's porch and start looking for food. That means that those bears have been around humans and have received handouts or have found a food source around a dwelling.
The police were called, eventually getting the bear out of the house and three others away from the porch. But the bears didn't leave without taking a few souvenirs with them.
They got 5 pounds of Reese's peanut butter cups.
No! Score!
And 2 pounds of Sour Patch Kids and 2 bags of potato chips, 2 beers and 2 Diet Cokes.
And you guys, Chuck's weekend menu right
now. Oh my God, so good. Blast.
Yeah. Listen. Did you see that bear walking away? Didn't it seem bombed a little bit? It drank a couple beers.
Yeah. Totally seemed bombed. That's what I thought.
He was like kind of.
The Reese's brought him in. That's what did it. Drew him in.
I'm the same way. I'd break into a cabin if I knew there was 5 pounds. There's a bear in here.
Hairy man walking around my place. And I don't know what he's doing.
They'd be like, they think it was a bear. I'd have my shirt on.
Is that a bear?
Yeah. I mean, I'd pretend I was a bear.
Yeah.
And then I would eat all the Reese's cups.
Pretending to be a bear, but he's got the Reese's.
I love those Sour Patch Kids, too. Awful. I'd eat all that.
Probably leave the beer. You know, you take the rest.
First of all, who takes that much stuff? Did you hear? It was a weekend.
Did you see those ladies?
Well, no, listen.
Oh, okay. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, they probably
they
had
all their kids.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But you know what happened? I think probably it's a rental. So the people that stayed there before must have handed out some food to those bears or something.
That's it. Yeah.
And so they're like, what? Yeah, tourists. The last people that were here.
Or tourists did it. Tourists just throw their garbage outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they don't understand. Like, that lady didn't understand the woods.
Right.
No.
You know what I mean? She's like,
I don't know. There's a bear.
Those bears are hilarious. They're like, do you want to hit the magic food castle?
Oh, I do. They ate 20 Zyrtex, too.
20 yeah. Zyrtex.
Well, so Zyrtex they got to digest all like,
that. I'm allergic to peanut butter. I'm allergic to peanut butter.
Is that
like
what that's for?
Right?
It's yeah,
like
it's an antacid.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it could be allergies.
Oh,
but
I thought it was
is
allergies.
It?
I don't know. I don't know. One of them is.
Oh, maybe it is allergies.
I don't know.
I was thinking of Zantac or something. That's what I got confused.
That's the heartburn one.
Yeah, Zyrtex allergies.
Okay.
24-hour allergy relief.
Yeah.
So, like, so then they got knocked
that's
out.
That's what
probably.
I mean. Like that bear was
20.
He's like, I drank 6 beers and ate 37 Zantacs.
5 pounds of Reese's peanut butter cups, 1 pound of M&Ms, 2 pounds of Sour Patch Kids, 2 bags of potato chips, 2 beers, 2 Diet Cokes, 20 Zyrtex.
What were those ladies No matter how fat you are, you don't need Reese's cups by the pound.
5 pounds.
They don't weigh that much.
They have 5 pounds?
Five pounds.
Who brings please? 5 pounds?
Five
on vacation.
For a weekend.
It was a weekend?
I wish I had 5 pounds right now.
2 pounds.
How many?
5 pounds a day.
Look, do they sell them in like a pound by the pound?
I think you can buy them in 5 pound bags.
You can buy them
like a Costco or a Sam's Club.
Have you bought them in 5 pound bags, James?
Yes.
Okay.
Are they the single cups?
You can get the miniatures. These are like the little miniature ones.
I always feel the single cups are not as good. I feel like they're older usually than the.
I found Reese's peanut butter cup right there.
Oh my god!
It's the good ones. The little foil.
Yeah,
the old foil ones.
It's a lot of work, but it's worth it in the end.
Oh, I love it so much.
Oh yeah, you can get all sorts of.
But
yeah.
Oh yeah, that's it right there. Talk to me. Currently unavailable, of course.
Yeah.
Well, sure, everyone bought them up.
I just love the bears are wandering around. They're just like, I'm so goddamn hungry. Oh, God.
Imagine you're the bear, though, and you're like, guys, I don't know what I got into, but it was the best thing ever.
There's a magic human food castle is what you got into.
It had some kind of foily, delicious peanut butter and chocolate.
Like, well, the bear friends were outside. They were like, hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They wanted in.
So yeah, and he's like, he closed the door after. He's like, no, bitches, this is my place. Five pans of Reese's Kits, 2 pans of Sour Patch Kids, and a pound of M&M's. I got a couple of beers. I'm sitting on the couch. It's air conditioned.
Do you think that bear passed out later after he left?
Yes!
He looked like he was just ready to pass out at any second.
I don't know what taking 20 Zyrtec at one time would do to you, but I think it probably takes you to another place.
He's like, I had the weirdest night.
Yeah.
I had the weirdest night last night.
Oh, my God.
He did. He shut the door on the other one. He's like, listen, I'm going to hit this calculator here. 5 pounds of Reese's for me.
But then if you're a bear and you've had Reese's cups at that point and then you have to go back to eating like roots and berries or whatever,
you can't
I would be like, shoot me dead. Like, shoot me. I'm a menace. I can't go on like this. I'm a menace.
You can't go back. There's no going back.
It's so hard to go back to regular bear food.
And you know, he's coming back to that place.
Oh my God.
Like, you'll never forget about Reese's Land.
No. I will risk my life time and time again to deliver that delicious peanut butter flavor.
And everyone knows it's not his fault. He ate 5 pounds of Reese's cups. Yeah. You can't do that and not be affected.
Nope. Yeah.
That family really needs to revisit their weekend diet.
Oh, God.
That's insane.
It's all the food they have.
For dinner, we're having Reese's and beer again.
You didn't hear of anything healthy they had. They didn't have anything like normal dinner food.
You know what, though? When we went to Tennessee and it was like a bunch of families staying in all these cabins and it was tons of kids, there was tons of candy
just keep them entertained.
Tons of candy.
Happy. Yeah.
That's pretty much what I eat on the weekends there.
Yeah.
Reese's
your
Cups,
weekend.
Sour Patch Kids. I got my fruits and I got my sweets.
I'm
beers.
I might have
my oats and barley, too.
The pieces, huh?
Yeah, the pieces are looking
pieces
pretty
are
good.
To me too. And it's almost erotic.
Yeah. Reese's erotic.
Oh, little pieces.
Pieces.
A bull's bid to scratch his itchy ass ended up cutting off power to 800 homes.
Sorry about that.
Real itchy, huh?
I had an itchy butthole.
This bull was scratching his itchy ass on an electricity pole. But he scratched that ass so hard that it knocked a transformer off and cut power to 800 houses.
That's how strong that bull is, huh?
4-year-old Ron the Bull luckily managed to avoid the transformer as it landed in the field.
Ooh. Ron!
Hey, it's me, Ron! Sorry, guys.
Scratching your ass again, huh, Ron?
Super
he
itchy.
Escaped an 11,000-volt shock from the tumbling cables that came with it, too.
Well, I bet.
But that left homes in 3 nearby villages without electricity. They're actually amazed that Ron survived this.
It's like, that was crazy.
That's a close one, Ron.
Yeah.
You ever have an itch on your ass so bad that an electronic explosion happens? Hey, Ron, get away from there, Ron.
Oh, but I can't.
It's got some kind of doohickey on the top, Ron. It's going to fall, Ron. Oh,
something ain't right back here. I'm almost done.
Whoa! Jesus Christ, Ron!
Whoa! I was almost ribs.
Terrified.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably he was never the same at the
No,
that.
I'm sure. No, he'll never itch his ass again.
No, no he's never. Got
PTSD.
Yeah.
Bulls will get that.
Yeah, they will for sure. Poor Ron. But luckily, Ron's okay and the power was able to be restored.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.